The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Live from Leeds University Union.
At the heart of your student life.
The things that matter to you.
To you. To you. To you.
Your news.
Your views.
Your life in Leeds.
At 5 o'clock, this is The Beat.
On Leeds Student Radio.
Hello and good afternoon. You are listening to The Beat with Amber Cars with me, Dominic Moffat.
Me, Lizzie DeYoung.
And me, Robin Yates.
We're going to play a game before the intro finishes. So we're going to name as many animals as we can. Go. Lion.
Dog. Tiger.
Cat.
Giraffe.
Beetle.
Fish.
No, that's me next.
Oh, sorry.
Ladybird. Spider.
Wolf.
Panther.
Panda.
Fox.
Caterpillar.
Koala.
Koala. Kangaroo. Lizzie. Go on, Lizzie.
No.
Snake.
Butterfly.
Leopard.
Cheetah.
Monkey.
Gorilla.
Pig. Lizzie loses. Lizzie loses.
Oh.
Lizzie loses. Lizzie loses.
I'm so bad.
Here's my question. How many of you are on Facebook?
Search
Leeds Student Radio
on Facebook.
Hello and welcome back to The Beat on Monday. Lizzie just lost our first game show. Sorry, Lizzie.
It was inevitable, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was. We thought we'd try and do a game before the intro finished because we thought we'd make it a little bit more interesting. It's quite a frenzy, wasn't it?
Yeah, you get stage fright. You get panicked.
Yeah, I felt the adrenaline pumping.
Flustered.
I loved it.
It was.
Very flustered.
Yeah.
Got a sweat on.
We thought we'd introduce a new feature today as well. I'm going to give you two a word and you have to try and get it into conversation as many times as possible and I'll be tallying up the words.
I have a feeling I know what my word's going to be.
What your word's going to be. Your word's going to be belting.
Yeah,
all right?
Belting.
Because you've been saying it a lot. I thought I'd go for a kind of a southern word for you, Lizzie.
I'm not southern.
I know you're not southern, but you've got a nice southern accent. Sorry, am I insulting?
No, it's fine.
Dank?
Dank.
Dank is like what? Cool. It's like chav for cool.
Chav for cool.
It's like dank beat. Yeah.
Dank, okay.
I've never heard that in my whole life.
You're not. Dank.
I heard it, but I thought it meant like dingy.
No. Oh, no, dank. Yeah, that dank does. But like, yeah, dank is
dank, dank.
Chav dank, if
okay.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
Cool. So what else are we going to be doing today?
I'm doing my freshers.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you some of the new exciting things I've been doing at uni.
As a fresher.
As a baby fresher.
Excited. We're going to be talking to Lissy about Lady Boys of Bangkok because she went to go and see it and we're very excited on the Millennium Square at the moment.
Ooh. We've got Marco's feature.
Marco's feature. We're very excited about Marco's feature.
Yeah, we are.
Marco, give us a little bell, mate.
Hello.
Good
Hello,
stuff.
Leeds.
Right. Also, what else are we doing? Talking about Give It a Go. Give It a Go is on at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the boob lady. The boob lady.
The boob lady's coming into the studio to talk to us about Copperfield week.
Yeah. And I'm talking to you about where you should be going for Halloween.
Course, and I'll be doing a quick gig guide. Should be good. What else are we going to do? Is that it? I think that's pretty packed, and then obviously you can go and not listen to us again. That's it. Should we have a first song?
Yes.
Yes. What should we go for? MKTO.
Yep.
It's a song called Classic. It's from our A-list, I think, or hot list, which means that it's a kind of a new track, so it's something to look out for the future. So we'll be back after that to talk about Give It a Go. Thank you very much.
Hey. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you saved me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Barbie, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was born in the wrong time. One of a kind, living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic.
Yeah, yeah, so classic.
Baby, you're so classic.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, you. Baby, you're so classic.
4,000 roses, anything for you to notice. All the way to serenade you, doing it's not style.
I'm
I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman. Bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head.
I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s and a fold in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s. Memphis, queen of the discotheque. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Massive. Girl, you're timeless. Just so
you're over my head. I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was through in the wrong time. It's not a rewind. Never been so throwbacky. I kinda like it how you're out of my league. Old school sheet, like a movie star. Silver screen, you're one of a kind. Living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was a song by MKTO, and it was called, does anyone remember?
Classic.
Excellent. We've already had some contact from the social medias or the texts, haven't we?
We have. I want to give a shout out to my friend Jordan, and he's currently backpacking around Barcelona, and he is sat listening to us with his free Wi-Fi, so hey!
Oh, that's nice.
Aww. Very lovely,
all the way from Barcelona.
Continental, guys.
Yeah, I know. We're going worldwide now. It's excellent. Right. What was it? Did you say, Lizzie? Did you want to give your mum a mention?
I was supposed to go mention last week because she was in Vegas.
Forgot.
I didn't forget, but it was just too late. So if my mum's listening, hi. Hope you had a nice holiday. Very jealous of your life.
Yeah.
So... yeah, and to my friends and flatmates, everyone else who are listening. My friend who I think is listening, who only listened to the last 5 minutes last time, and was like, why is it all ads? Well, that's because the last 5 minutes are ads.
Yep.
So, Freya, if you're listening, this will not be ads.
No, it's not ads yet. Anyway, we're going to talk about Give It A Go, because it's Give It A Go week today.
Yay!
So, I'm going to look on the laptops at what we can be doing this week. Tonight... We could go and do punk sock, women's futsal, possibly. Girls, you do football, Robin?
I do. I sustained an injury at the weekend playing a charity football
game.
So
you can't do any futsal. That's a shame.
It was totally worth it. It was a good day.
I heard you're the same position as me as well, so you're centre-back.
Centre-back, you know.
Women's lacrosse, maybe? Anyone? Women's lacrosse?
My friend plays women's lacrosse.
It's brutal, isn't it?
Yeah, my friend
does. Yeah, it looks pretty brutal.
I'm very, very, very scared. The last time I did, I slid in the mud, and it was not pleasant, so no, maybe not.
Moving on to tomorrow, we could be doing an evening of Bordeaux wine, specifically.
Oh.
That'd be a good one.
That sounds so good.
That sounds good,
doesn't it? Just want some wine, really.
Yeah, I want wine as well. That'd be nice. That would be nice.
Wine.
That would just be good, wouldn't it? That would just be nice.
What
other Give It Goes? We've got Math Society pub quiz. I don't want to be horrible to the Math Society, but I might give that one a miss, possibly.
Yeah, it's not really a
filmmaking. That sounds quite good. Filmmaking.
Oh, that
tomorrow,
does sound good.
Wednesday at 3 PM.
Mm-hmm.
So which one? If you could choose one Give It A Go, guys, what would you go for out of every society you've heard of at the Union, but you haven't sort of joined or sort of ventured into? If you could do a Give It A Go for,
I would definitely do the Real Ale Society.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite an adventurous one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
At the weekend, I went to a beer festival, and it was really fun.
Was this Oktoberfest?
No. It was one in Bolton.
Bolton.
Yeah,
Bolton.
You feel like a real connoisseur. You like swishing your beer around in the glass.
Really?
Gets to the point, though. They all taste the same.
I'd do the Stitch and... Am I allowed to say that word? Can I say
I don't think you're allowed to.
Stitch and the one that rhymes with Stitch that begins with B.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
That'd be quite nice.
Because I just think it'd be really, really fun to like knit things and talk
That'd
about things
nice.
I don't like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd do that.
Just imagine you sat there, like, really going for your
oh,
knitting.
Oh, I hate him. Yeah.
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 I would go for Harry Potter. I have no shame in that.
That's true. What, the Quidditch.
Is it Harry Potter Society or is it just Quidditch?
No, it's Quidditch and Harry Potter Society.
How do you play Quidditch, though?
Like, we had them on during Freshers Week. They do. They run around with the with quaffle and everything. It's great.
See, but you do run around with a broom?
With a broom between your legs, yeah.
When I babysit my sister and my cousins, we have a variation of Quidditch that we play in the garden.
Wow.
Really?
Very fun.
Yeah. Well, apparently they don't have any proper goal hoops, so they have to stand there with their hands above their head with a hula hoop, and then you have to throw it through them.
It sounds a little bit tragic.
No.
A little bit.
I've got Harry Potter leggings.
Have you?
No, I've got nothing against Harry Potter, but, you know.
Oh, now I'm against that. Yeah, but apparently, like, we've got a really good Quidditch team at Leeds, so should probably support it. Get it
okay.
going.
Oh, it's a thing. It's not just us. It's actually a worldwide thing.
Yeah,
it's
loads, of, thing. Loads of unis do it. Like, okay. We played Derby last week. I saw them come out of Hyde Park.
That's
victorious.
So cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so, wow. Yeah. So, if you fancy giving a go to anything, look on the Leeds University Union website and you can find out all the Give It A Go stuff that's going on this week. Give something new a go. You know, be adventurous. You can only do it. You can do it just for one day. It doesn't matter. You can just have a go at it.
And most of them are free as well.
Exactly. Most of them are free. So, yeah, there's loads of stuff like American football, loads of brilliant stuff, Scottish dancing. Boring ones, good ones, interesting ones, odd ones, just go for it. We're going to move on now to a song that Lizzie picked last week, but we couldn't play in the end. Sad face.
Aww.
What is it? Go on.
Is this Arctic Monkeys Are Your Mind?
It is indeed.
Yes.
Excellent.
Just express my love for Alex Turner.
Express it.
Yeah. I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could a sheet heartache come to find you for in some velvet morning. Years too late, she's a silver lining, lone ranger riding through an open space in my mind. When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory, and I can't help myself. All I wanna ever say is, are you mine? What I'm trying to say is I need the deep end. Keep imagining meeting, wished away. Entire lifetime's unfair, we're not somewhere misbehaving for days. Great escape, lost track of time and space. She's a silver lining, climbing on my desire. And I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna hear her say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? She's not right there beside me. I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like I'm just a memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna hear her say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine?
That was Arctic Monkeys with Are You Mine, chosen by Lizzie this week. Did you enjoy
Yay,
that?
Yay, I did, very yeah. much.
We are joined in the studio by Lissy, our station manager. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, you're come here to talk about Lady Boys of Bangkok, which you
yeah,
went to
I
this
am.
Week. Yes.
Have any of you ever been to Lady Boys of Bangkok before?
No. I'm intrigued, but a little bit scared.
We wanted, yeah, it's on in the Millennium Square at the moment in Leeds. So we wanted to, as part of looking ahead to the coming week of events, we wanted to talk to you about how it was.
Okay. What yes. do you want to know?
I'm not sure,
what
really.
Happens?
What is it about? Yeah.
Yeah, do you
What's
say?
Do you...
Like, what is it?
Okay, so they set up, like, this tent, this pavilion in Millennium Square. And you go along, and it's kind of like going to the theatre, except it's in a tent rather than a theatre.
Classy night.
Yeah, but they're, like, tables. You're not in rows. So you sit down, you get a drink, you just hang out, and then, like, the music starts, and lots of beautiful women come on stage, but they're not women.
But they're men.
They're men.
It's an art, really.
Yeah. And they sing lots of songs, although when I say sing, I mean they mime, and when I say mime, I mean really badly.
Oh, dear.
And, like, it's kind of cringy because, like, I don't know, Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca.
Oh,
it was amazing.
So all the tunes came out.
All the tunes.
It's all the cheesy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, really cheesy music. And it's great. I can imagine if you like went with a big group of friends and got a couple of drinks and stuff like that, like, it would be really good fun. But me and my friend just went, like, one night after work, and it was just a bit weird.
And just the two of you together?
Just the two of us. Okay. We were sitting on this big group of table with, like, loads of really leery women who were on, like, a hen do or something. And there was me and Kim there with our, like, Cokes. And we got a curry at half time, like a Thai curry.
Oh, no, they do Thai food as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Already worth going.
That is worth going.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what do they wear?
Like, these beautiful costumes, and that's kind of the draw, the fact that there are these amazing women with, like, wings and
are they, like, Strictly Come Dancing?
Strictly Come Dancing, although less material.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're men. The
That's
hips
so
on those
strange.
Women, though, it's so weird. Like,
women
I've never
men.
Seen...
If they're walking around these little skimpy things, surely you can tell that they're men.
No, I was looking very closely at their crotches, and I couldn't see anything. No
really?
Bulging.
Went for the danger zones. That's
maybe
amazing.
They tape it or something.
Maybe they do.
Maybe the Ooh. Whole thing is they're actually women, and they're deceiving us twice. Maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, double bluffing.
Double bluffing. Women tend to be men, tend to be women.
But the best bit is they sometimes do, like, crowd participation. So there's this one wow. section where they get somebody up from the crowd, blindfold him, and obviously there's loads of beautiful women around, and then there's this one old woman who's, like, a Thai man. And he comes and does, like, a lap dance on this poor man who's blindfolded. And he's like, yeah, I'm getting a lap dance from a fit lady boy. Nah, 60-year-old lady boy.
Oh,
yeah. So it's quite fun.
Dom's just leaving the studio. He's going queuing up now.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go get a student ticket. Apparently there's a discounted student ticket as well.
There
so
is.
We can all go at a cheaper price.
I wonder how old they are. Like, are they really young or, like...
I, no idea. There's a lot of makeup. There's lots of flaws.
Can't tell any of that.
No. And a lot of plastic surgery.
Oh, thank you, Lissy, for sharing your experience.
You're welcome.
Thank
I would
you.
Go. It's, I mean, it's an experience.
It is an experience,
not?
Exactly. Is there anything else in this week that is culturally available, Robin?
There is indeed. The one thing that particularly caught my eye was there's a thing called March of the Robots, which I've not heard
yes, you're
at
talking
all.
About this.
Yeah, I'm really excited because they're playing Wall-E. Charlie Cake Park. Yeah. Yeah, and I cry at every Disney film, so I don't know if
I've
I'm ready.
I've never seen Wall-E. I feel like I'm missing out.
I didn't really like it. Am I bad at saying that? I didn't.
Shh.
Sorry.
Soul.
I didn't like Wall-E. I didn't think it was good. I think it was a bit of a miss it by Pixar there, unfortunately. Anyway.
Yeah, so there's that on, and you can. There's a bit on actually in the Faculty of Engineering with that, and they're showing people the cool technological stuff. Don't really know what that is, but it sounds pretty cool.
Awesome. So tying in Give It A Go
yeah.
and culture there.
And as well, Lance. A very exciting thing, they're opening a city centre brewery. It's where the old Flax store used to be. And you can try all the different beers. It's in Holbeck. There's like the brewery like in the cellar and then you can taste all the beers and stuff, which sounded pretty exciting to me.
I was going to say, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a little out in there. Also, the Crucible is on.
Yes.
And
I'm excited about this.
I'm going to say, I only know this from GCSE learning sort of thing, but it's been dubbed one of the greatest plays of the 20th century. So, and that's at the West Yorkshire Playhouse. So if you fancy doing that, sounds quite... It's
that
quite
does sound
going
good.
To the
yeah.
theatre.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to introduce the next song, Robin? You especially told me yes.
I really, really do.
Go on, tell us.
This is my flat's number one pre-drinking song, and... They're all listening and they're all going to think it's really funny. And this is Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Love it.
shake, shake, shake. Yeah. Cause the players wanna play, 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 play. And my heart's gonna hang, 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 hang. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
That was, what was that? Was that, Robin? What?
That was Shake It Off, Taylor Swift. I'm very happy.
You're happy now. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Dank. Does that work?
You're not supposed to draw attention to the fact you said dank.
Sorry.
Keep it cool.
Keep it on a down note.
Dank tune.
Much better.
That only counts as one, by the way. Anyway, right. That was indeed Taylor Swift with her new song, Shake It Off. And we've got our feature presenter coming on now. We've got Marco in the studio. Marco, say hello.
Hi, Dom. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We're doing your quiz. You got a quiz for us today?
That's right, yes. Actually, what it is a pub quiz, but it's a bit different to that.
Good
reason
stuff.
For that is, just, we're not in a pub.
That's a good start,
thing.
Yeah.
And it's got a pun. You ready for it?
Okay.
It's called Leeds Misleads.
Okay, Leeds Misleads.
The only thing about it is it's a pun and it's about Leeds.
Excellent. We're going to be playing, although we have got a little surprise for you, Marco, for your feature.
We
just before the show started, we went into the pre-record studio and we pre-recorded a little jingle for you.
Okay.
So we're so happy that you're our feature presenter.
And it's the first time we've actually heard this. We haven't heard it.
Yeah,
before.
Give us some due. We recorded it and edited it in about
10
minutes,
yeah.
Possibly, yeah. Max.
Okay.
So,
it was good fun.
It was good fun, yes. But yeah, this is your theme tune. You ready?
Very
okay,
cringe.
Then we'll come back for your quiz. So just sit back and listen and relax,
right,
mate. This is honestly a lot of hard work. So hope you're appreciative, right?
Marco.
We love Marco.
We love Marco.
Marco.
Yeah. Marco is the greatest thing ever to happen to Britain since sliced bread.
Love a bit of Marco.
We all love a bit of Marco.
Marco's feature. Marco.
And it's Marco coming in on the home straight, and he has won the Grand National once again. Marco tops the best-selling lists and the charts and wins a Grammy this week. Nothing could get better for Marco this year.
And Marco has become the President of the United States of America.
Marco.
Marco.
We love Marco. We do.
Marco. Top lad.
Top lad. He's got a queer name, but he's belting.
Belting.
Could we ask for more from this man, Marco? Does anyone know his second name?
No.
He doesn't
need one.
He doesn't need one.
He's just Marco.
It's just like McLovin, isn't he? From that film. Marco's feature.
Marco.
I don't know what to say. That was fantastic. That was the best thing I've ever heard. That was my birthday, Christmas, Easter, all in one.
That's good.
Stop it.
I think a round of applause for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I think
a lot of time and effort went into that.
That was a lot of time and effort. I just saw someone outside look at me and I touched my chest because I thought she was boob lady and I think she's freaked out now. Sorry, we're supposed to have someone from Copperfield. Are you from Copperfield? Yes, no, yes, maybe, yes.
Sorry, random stranger.
No, yes, no, yes, yes, you're from Copperfield. You can come in a minute. No, you're not. No, you're just going to come in for news. You're coming in for the news, aren't you? You can come in a minute. Thanks. Sorry for cupping my boob at you. Marco, hit us with the quiz
now.
Here
we go. Okay, I'm going to start off with Robin.
Yes.
Leeds University has A, 22,000 students, B, 32,000 students, or C, 42,000 students?
I'm going to go for B,
I feel like my theory is if you don't know it, just stick in the middle. Yeah. Hope for the best.
And that's the correct answer. B it is.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff right there.
Gonna go over to Lizzie. Leeds is A red brick university, B a Yellowstone university, or C quite good university.
Quite good.
Red brick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hit it right on the head.
And we have red bricks. Like my building has got red bricks.
One of my buildings does as well.
Mine's a pretty
one. It reminds you so you don't forget.
Yeah. That we're clever.
Go for it.
This one's a bit more tough. Okay, Dominic.
Okay, for me, obviously.
The Gryphon, formerly known as The Student, has been around since A, 1960, B, 1970, or C, 1980.
1970.
Pretty sure it's The Griffin.
The Griffin?
The Griffin.
Okay, The Griffin has been around since 1970.
Yes.
Everyone's on one.
Stuck in the middle. Okay, good.
This one's a fun one. You'll love this one. Okay, going around the circle.
Okay.
Fantastic. That was the right answer. Okay. Question number four. Robin, what is the name of the fast food place, which is in no way am I giving it a bad name, but it did give me food poisoning, just like to say, in front of the Parkinson steps? Is it called A, Kebab Palace, B, Peri Peri, or C, Charco's?
Oh, I know this. I've not been there, because I'm from the catered side.
From the catered campus. Union.
For all you peasants who are not. I think it's Charco's.
And Charco's it is, just like Marco's.
Well done.
You're on two. Okay.
Killing it.
Question number six. What's the greatest student radio in Leeds? Is it A, Leeds 20 student radio, B, Leeds Beckett student radio, or C, LSR?
That's a really difficult question.
She's wisely here. Just remind you, Lissy's just outside, by the
way. Yeah, it's LSR, obviously.
Obs.
Yeah, jokes. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Bro. Okay. Tates, bro.
I'll give you a...
Yeah.
Go on.
Be sad if he said no.
No at all. Okay. Dom.
Yes.
What's the population of Leeds?
Oh,
is it
God.
770,000, 880,000, or 990,000?
880,000, I'm going to go for.
I think that was... I can't remember, but I think it's that one.
Yes.
I actually had two pieces of paper, one with the questions, one with the answers.
And you forgot the questions. That's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. Give yourself a point. Well done. Okay. The popular church-like nightclub on Woodhouse Lane is called A, Circle, B, The Ring, or C, Halo?
I'm not speaking from experience, but I know for a fact that Lizzie has got much experience, but not a lot of memory, but I'm going to go with Halo. Right.
That's the one.
Halo.
Lizzie, can you confirm?
I can confirm that it's Halo.
Do you know what it's called?
Lizzie's the expert on Halo here.
Obviously.
Am I the expert on Halo? Well, not really.
Is it good?
Is Halo good?
Yes.
Depends on the level of alcohol consumption.
What would be the line?
Well, I went
Nobody
on
knows.
Last Monday, and I turned up pretty sober, which is the first time ever, and I was just looking up and I was like, Halo looks like this?
Yeah, I've
really?
Done that
before. I was like, they have chandeliers, like they've gone up in the world. I was just so confused.
But it's the same place.
But it is the same place. So that just shows about how intoxicated I usually
I've never been. Is it a church is what it is?
It's a church, yeah. But it's not really a church at all in any way. If you go there thinking it's church, then you're in for a surprise.
Wrong place.
Yeah.
Okay, last couple of questions, Marco, please.
The city 10 miles west of the University of Leeds is called A, York, B, Huddersfield, or C, Bradford.
Oh.
Think of the map. West.
I feel like
never
I should
eat,
know it.
Shred it. Bradford.
Bradford is the right answer.
Got my joggers down.
Okay.
I actually knew that one. Yay.
I really did.
But it wasn't your question, so.
Right. Last couple of questions.
What are you trying to
say? Which planet is nearest to Leeds?
Which planet?
Which planet?
Yeah.
Like, not the one we're on.
Excluding the one we're on.
Including.
Excluding.
Mars. No. Ooh. Venus.
What's all with the rings?
Mars.
I'm afraid it's Mercury.
It's Mercury.
That's the one nearest to the sun.
I think that means that Lizzie, it's up to you now. If you get this question right, you win.
Tiebreakers.
Need to win something.
I sort of run out of questions for Leeds, they're just general now.
Okay, go on. Ask the last question.
I'm going to be 500 miles was a hit for who?
What?
I'm going to be 500
Who sang
miles
that?
Who sings it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know this. I know the song, but I don't know who it is.
Oh, you know who it is.
No, I don't.
Over to Robin.
Do you know who it is?
Are you on about the Proclaimers?
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah. Scottish roots.
Scottish, really? And that is the end of the quiz, Marco. Thank you very much.
Well done, everybody.
We're going to play a song and then we're going to get the news people in because they've been waiting outside very patiently. So, thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.
Bye.
This is the news
on Leeds Student Radio. Linda Bellingham, co-star on Loose Women, have paid tribute to her this afternoon as a fun, fabulous, amazing person. The actress, known for her long-running role as a mother in OXO TV advert, has colon cancer, which later spread to her lungs, liver, and died yesterday, aged 66. David Cameron says he'll carefully consider a bill going through the House of Lords to allow terminally ill people in England, Wales, the right to access untested drugs. The Department of Health now supports the plan in principle. Nigeria has now officially been declared an Ebola-free zone following 6 weeks without any confirmed cases of the deadly virus. The World Health Organization describes it as a spectacular success story that shows the world can be that shows the world the disease can be contained. Price comparison websites are being accused of hiding the best energy deals from customers. The collective bargaining group called the Big Deal are claiming tariffs are promoted from the firms who pay the site's commission. The companies are denying doing anything wrong. And as for the weather, gusts of up to 70 miles per hour threaten to cause travel disruptions and difficult driving conditions as the trail end of Hurricane Gonzalo hits the UK overnight and tomorrow morning. And as for local news, former Hull FC Great Britain winger Gareth Rayner has denied raping a woman in East Yorkshire. The attack is alleged to have happened in December 2006. Appearing in Hull Crown Court, he also denied a further charge of unlawfully wounding a woman in West Yorkshire in April 2000. That was the news with me, Leia Heilpan.
Thank you, Layla. That was beautiful.
Princess Leia, you clone.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Leia, thank you, darling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's okay. You can scuttle off now. Thank you very much. But come back again.
See you next week.
That was the news on the beat. It is Monday, the beat of Amber Cars, whatever you want to call it. And we have got a lovely woman in the studio from the Boob Team. I can't remember your name. I do apologise. Lucy.
It's Steph.
Steph. How are you doing this morning?
Good,
I don't know.
You.
I don't know.
There's quite a difference in those names, but.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. How are you doing?
You
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
So tell us what it's all about.
Yeah.
The Boob Team.
So the Boob Team is basically. We promote awareness of the charity Copperfeel. And Copperfeel is a breast cancer awareness charity that aims at promoting awareness of women between the ages of 18 and 34. Because people tend to think that you can't get breast cancer at a younger age when actually you can. It was started by a lady called Chris, who was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer when she was 23. She's still fighting now, but yeah, she started it just because really she thought that it could have been avoided with early detection, and that's what we're trying to promote.
Excellent stuff. Excellent.
So how are you promoting it? Like how are you aiming to get? Is it getting people to like check themselves, or is that what?
Yeah, that's what we go for. The campaign this year is what normal feels like. So just we're trying to promote regular checking of your boobs. And just, yeah, getting to know what normal feels like so that you were to know if anything was to go wrong.
Okay.
Important, yeah.
Yeah, and also it is important that guys check as well, right?
Yes, it is.
Because Dom was checking earlier.
Apparently I did it wrong. Check. What am I supposed to be doing?
I was like, you don't use your fingertips, use your palm.
Is that true?
Yeah, I watch enough Embarrassing Bodies.
Use like the flat of your like fingers, I would say. So kind of like in between your palm and your fingertips. And yeah, men too, because I think the figure's like 400 men a year get diagnosed with breast cancer.
So it's a small possibility, but it does still happen.
It's still worth a check.
So how did you personally get involved in the Boob Team and how kind of hear about it?
Last year, my friend Shelley on my course just Facebook messaged me and was like, oh, I'm Boob Team leader. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
and then she showed me like what Copperfield was and explained it to me. And then I got involved last year with her. And then she's gone on placement this year, so there was an opening for the leader, and I just applied, and that's how it happened.
Excellent. So are you going to be doing any kind of events this week in the union for people to go and see? Is anywhere people can go specifically to come and meet the Boob Team?
Well, this week is actually Boob Week, so it's basically Copperfield Awareness Week. On Thursday, we're hoping to have a stall in the union where we're just going to be promoting awareness. We have little credit card-style cards that you can text a number and you get a monthly reminder text, which is completely free, and then it also has the signs and symptoms on the back. So we tend to give those out at our awareness stalls. So that is either going to be on Wednesday or Thursday, 12 till 4 in the union foyer. And then on Thursday night we are hijacking the old bar quiz.
Uh-huh.
So we have a round that's on boobs. We'll be there telling people about Copperfeel, and we'll also be collecting any donations as well.
Excellent. So this reminder, this is a text message that you get every month that reminds you to check yourself.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It's always quite witty. They're quite funny to like receive every month. But yeah, they're completely free. It costs one standard network rate message to sign up.
So if you text UBT Leeds to 7500, then yeah, you can get that free monthly reminder. And that's what we, that's basically the aim of the Boob Team, really, to try and get as many people signed up as possible.
Excellent. And this, can you remember any boob questions to ask us three from the quiz?
Oh,
any trivia you can give us?
Well, the trivia, it's mainly, the round is going to come after I speak about Copperfield. So, but like trivia, I haven't found the answer to this question, but like one of the questions will be, what is the average bra size in the UK?
Okay.
So if you come to the quiz and you Google that, that will be a question.
Okay. We'll think about that.
But then the others will be around Copperfield. So if you listen to what I say at the quiz, then you'll know the answers.
Excellent stuff.
I don't know the actual one, but I know what people apparently like desire to have.
That could be a question too.
My flatmate has a lot of men's health magazines, so we find it absolutely hilarious just to like flick through those. Fine. And so apparently for a man, like they prefer a woman to be a size C.
Okay. So not too big. Like, that's quite good.
I would imagine that's like average size as well.
Yeah, I thought
that works quite well.
Yeah.
maybe we could all have an educated guess after this next song. And you could tell us whether you think it's true.
Yeah.
On your boob expertise.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming on, Steph.
I hope
everything goes well this week.
Thank you.
Everyone
thank
go down you. And talk to them, because it is important. This is Florence and the Machine. The dog days are over.
Bubble, she sank with a drink in the water.
That was Florence and the Machine with The Dog Days Are Over, chosen lovingly by Robin.
Again. Yeah, I thought I'd give a bit of a contrast from the Dolly Parton last week. Keeping it fresh.
Keeping it fresh.
Another dank tune.
Oh, look at that. You haven't got as many as I thought you'd get.
Making it rain.
More than Robin.
Yes, it's true.
You haven't.
Yeah,
yeah, she has actually, yeah.
I did get mine into the Marco theme tune, though.
Yeah, but that's pre-recorded.
Don't want to brag.
That doesn't count, because then that means
count.
You can do it every
week.
We
say it all the time. It doesn't
Should
count.
We do a little tally up to start off with?
I have two.
You've got two.
I've got, like, one, probably.
One.
But okay. Mine was said with meaning.
Yes. Probably should explain this to Steph. Like, we have
words. Steph. I gave them each a word that they have to try and get into as many conversations as they can.
So dank. Belting.
I think it was just, Lizzie's just dank.
Dank.
Yes. Anyway, we asked a question before the song, which was, what do you think the average breast size is in Britain?
And all the time that Florence the Machine has been on, Dom has been concentrating very hard. He's been...
Just been trying to work it out.
Yeah, he's very serious about this. He's got these guests ready, I think, have you?
I've got my guests ready. You guys can go first. I'm not giving away my guess.
I don't know what my guess is.
It's harder as a woman.
It is hard as a
woman. Do you think? I don't know. I think...
Have you got
I
a pretty solid guess
sizes
there?
Was, like, sold go, out.
Because I don't look at other women's...
It's a good idea. Because the average men's t-shirt size is always a medium, because there's never any mediums in here.
I can take a stab in the dark first. I think about, like, a 34C.
Oh, I was going to reckon around...
I think a 32, 34C, I'd say.
Okay. I've gone for a 32C, actually, so I've gone a slightly smaller, but it's kind of the same.
So we're all, like, pretty much the same, because I was going to say 34C.
I would say 34C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see? I'm going to Google it right now and find out.
Right here, right now. well, while you're Googling, do you want to do... What
are we going to do?
Some Halloween.
Oh, yes, Robin.
Oh, should I do mine?
No,
yeah.
Lizzie, you're going to tell us Robin. About what where we should go clubbing on Halloween.
So, obviously, focusing on the nightlife in Leeds, I thought it might be an idea to think about where we're going for Halloween, seeing as it's creeping up.
It is creeping up.
Creeping
on us.
Up, that's funny. Cause
yeah.
Ba-dum-bum.
Scary. I'm so witty. Anyway, so I was just there Googling and found out some things that might be interesting. So Control have got their Halloween night. I went last year. Did anyone go to Control last year?
I didn't go to Control, but I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. You've got the standard tickets are £8, but they've sold out of the early bird, which are £5 and £6. So if you're interested in that, you can, but it's £8, so
it's
not cheap. You've got Halo, they've got their night, and that's called Halloween. That's what they're calling it. So I'm not just going to that one.
Not just
a hat rack. Advanced tickets are sold out for that one, but I think you can still get on the door.
Okay.
Maybe some more expensive ones, don't know. You've got a Warehouse, that's £7. They're doing 6 hours from 11 till 5.
I think that's
quite popular, isn't it?
Yep.
Prism are doing one. £8 as well, and then you've got Mission. Mission's called Freak, and that's a 7-hour thing. 15 different acts, apparently.
15 different acts, like DJs, or?
Wow. Yeah, I think so. And like they've got like circus people, got dancing people, I think. And it's £5 before midnight, but obviously before midnight, so you've got to get there early. Just in general nightlife things, I found out when I went to Halo last Monday, it's no longer quids in before midnight, it's quids in before 11.
Flash. That is, I'm really angry
so
about that.
So I was like, ooh, that loses its appeal a bit. So it's now £3.
So it's not really quids in anymore,
so
is it?
So we got there really early. I was the earliest I've ever been Halo. I was there for like 11:30. We're
still
trying to
pay 3 quid.
And it's 3 quid, and I was just like, what's that about?
Outrageous.
But you know, Halo's fun.
It is
nearby.
Nice. Yeah.
Why not?
You still haven't gone to Halo yet.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
That is your freshest
Marmite,
challenge
though.
To
it's
do.
Marmite.
Yeah.
I was going to go tonight, but tomorrow, History Society, I have an outing to Hi-Fi. And I've never been there, so I've bought
Hi-Fi
my ticket
good,
for that.
So
I've only been to Hi-Fi once. I did quite like it there.
No, Hi-Fi is very good.
Also tonight, right, at Control, there's a DJ Snoopadelic thing. So it's Snoop
yes,
Dogg.
Yes, I heard about this, yeah.
Snoop Dogg's birthday party, and he's decided where else to spend it than Leeds.
The Leeds.
In Control.
Of course.
So Snoop Dogg's at Control.
Birthday party.
Can we confirm that is like the legit Snoop Dogg?
I think it is the legit Snoop Dogg.
I saw that on a poster and was
same.
No.
He's come to Control before. He came in like March.
Yeah, I think he quite likes it. So,
he likes Leeds.
So he's going to spend his birthday in Control. I think tickets, probably will have sold out, but you know.
Okay, cool. That was our club guy. Thank you very much, Lizzie.
Yeah,
excellent. Just to confirm, guys, I've got the answer here for the average UK bra size. It's a lot bigger than we thought.
Ooh, go on.
36D.
Wow.
So, obviously, we were kind of thinking a little bit low.
Oh, God.
But
anyway, this is a
inadequate.
Yeah, very inadequate.
Don't worry, girls. Don't worry. Anyway, it's
as they say, more than a handful's a waste.
Exactly. Thank you for that. Yeah, this is a Stevie by Kasabian.
Search Leeds Student Radio on Facebook.
That was Kasabian with Stevie. It was from their new album. I can't remember what it's called, but apparently it's very good. And I've done one off it. We are back here with everyone, Robin, Lizzie, and of course Steph, our boob lady.
Woo.
Woo. We haven't got very much time left, so I'm just going to go through a quick gig guide, if that's okay by you guys.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys haven't used your words a lot.
I can't say it. You can't force these things. They just have to happen.
Yeah.
Subtly. Okay,
don't push me down.
I don't even know how would you even use dank?
So you'd be like dank tune.
Dank tune, innit?
That's what I've been saying.
As in like the key club.
I love the gangster hand gesture yeah. Lizzie just did with dank.
Keep it audio. Keep it audio. So, for example, tonight at the key club, We Are The Ocean are playing, which would be what?
Do you want to refresh to that?
What?
My memory.
We Are the Ocean are playing tonight at the Key Club. Would that be?
That would be dank.
It would be dank.
It would be very dank.
Right. not much else is happening tonight. I think We Are the Ocean is kind of the main one. They're kind of a British rock band. They're doing pretty well. Tomorrow, not much is going on, although at the Belgrave Music Hall, which is a nice venue, we've got a band called Obscure Sphinx, which will be quite good. Nice. Yeah.
Apparently, so I passed out the other day. It looks really nice.
It is really cool.
It's such a good venue.
Yeah. Mm. It's quite nice. And also just for a drink, it's quite nice. Just sort of a bar.
It's very hip and happening.
Hip and happening. Hip and happening. On Wednesday, we have got Nick Mulvey at the Brunel Social Club, who's apparently in the last year done pretty well for himself.
He was so good.
He had a free song on iTunes, and I think that kind of blew up after that. So it's done pretty well. Done pretty well. You can go and see him. Apart from that, we haven't got we've got a band called Patent Pending at the Key Club, who are kind of a sort of pop punk band that are doing pretty well at the moment. You probably won't have heard of them, but they're pretty good apparently. We've got ZZ Tops on Thursday at New Roscoe. They were once quite a big band back in the day.
Throwback.
And then on Friday, we've got How to Dress Well at the Belgrave Music Hall once again. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be quite a good band as well. And Little Comets at our own Stylus as well, with a local band, Forever Cult, supporting. So that would be quite good. Do you like Little Comets?
They're actually on the Anger Songs and Perfect Snogging theme
are they?
Track, they are. Yeah.
Along with the greatest band ever, the Stiff Dylans, obviously.
Duh.
So. Da, 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 da. That song, whatever it is, sick tune.
Ultraviolet.
Yeah. Belting.
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 On Saturday, we've got Example at O2 Academy Leeds.
Example.
E.G. And then on Sunday, to round it all off this week, we've got not very many good bands on Sunday, but we have got a band called The Claxons at The Wardrobe, who did well once upon a time and haven't done well since. So
seems to be a theme, isn't it? People did well once upon a time.
There's so many good bands that were once like huge are just sort of turning up and playing really small venues. It's quite strange.
It's quite depressing, really.
Yeah. But you know, if they're still coming back to Leeds, you can still go and see them, which is nice, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed.
Anyway, we've got to round off the show now and play some adverts for you. Thank you very much, Steph, for coming on.
Thank you.
That's all right. Everyone make sure you go and visit the Cup of Feel presentation, boob team, and remember to check yourselves, even if you're a man or a girl, it doesn't matter. And thank you very much to my two presenters. Robin, Yay. Do you want to sign off?
Thank you very much. You've been listening to The Beat in association with Amber Cars. It's been belting. Good evening.
And I think that puts you level on with Lizzie in your wordplay, so you can both win this week.
Yes!
Yeah. Anyway, right, this is some ads. Thank you very much. Make sure you tune in next week.